Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We have an epic golden buzzer story and an 84-year-old acrobat and some crazy beer games going on the stage. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AGT After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are here at the AGT Season 14, Episode 3. 3 is my lucky number, so that means that this is going to be a good one.
Yes.
And welcome to my co-host, Rachel Singer, dancer, actress, and most known for her appearance on Big Brother, Las Vegas performer. And we also have our all-around entertainer, dancer, comedian, writer, Antoine.
Yeah. Bangs.
Bangs. I always say bangs.
It's okay.
You know, like, the names get mixed up, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. We are here, and you guys are amazing performers, obviously, and we have some amazing performers tonight. Well, we have some that maybe weren't so amazing, but it's okay. It's America's Got Talent. We forgive you all. So let's jump right into it, and let's start off with our girl, Carmen Carter. And I wanted to start it off with kind of more of like a sentimental story, you know, before we get into some of the crazies. All right, I don't want to be mean. Not crazies. Maybe the ones that maybe weren't as great. Let's get into some stories that warm our heart a little bit. So what did you, Rachel, tell us what you thought about Carmen Carter.
Yes, so Carmen Carter, 55-year-old singer, really a great story. She was she's a background singer, but she was told by a producer that she was too fat to be a singer. Absolutely ridiculous. And Simon said it best. He said, it has nothing to do with the way that you look. It has to do all with that voice. And she proved it to us. I mean, she was amazing. She was told she'd never be a singer. I mean, as a performer myself, and I'm sure for you as well, and even for you, we've all had that happen where we've had setbacks in life or we've been told, you're not going to make it. It's not going to happen for you. I can specifically remember a time I was told when I was in college I was never going to be a singer. So when I'm a background singer as well. So to hear this story, I was really inspired, and I thought that she did a great job.
So really quick, who said that to you, and why did they say that?
So I was in college, and I was a senior, and I was graduating college, and I had a professor. At my end of the year review, he said, you know you're never going to be a singer, right? And I said, I'm sorry. He's like, I mean, you're talented, but singing isn't going to be your career. But I've made it my career. So when I saw this story, like I wrote down, I was like, I can completely 100% relate to this story. So when people tell you you can't do something and then you prove them wrong, like, come on, 55
I want
old.
Him to know.
I know. Do you know there's... Thank you. You know there's been a couple times I've had a little too much to drink, and I've gone on to Facebook, and I was like, I'm going to message him right now, and I'm going to be like, listen.
Did you?
No, I never did. I didn't have the balls to.
She was one drink too short.
I did, but you know what? I think my career and for, you know, other things I've done throughout my life have proven to him, and hopefully maybe he is watching or he sees me on the Facebook and he's like, oh, wow, I really doubted her.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, I feel like that was so many aspects of my life. I've been told no for multiple different things. Right. So I think we all have that feeling. What about you, Antoine? What did you think about that? And then do you have a little, I feel like we're all having little stories right now. Do you have anything, little story you can tell us?
You know, babe, I'd rather not get into Antoine Bangs, but if you can, www.antoinebangs.com. Thank you for the plug. But she could do no wrong on the stage. To me, if she could have passed gas, I would have called it perfume. That's how good she sound. Really, it was like, how could you tell her no, that she could not be a lead when her voice is so amazing? You got to think about it. We have Jill Scott, Aretha Franklin. It's so many people that has had issues with the image, but their voice was so powerful. And just like Simon, I'm going to quote him too. No one ever in the history of buying music ever bought music based on music that they love based on your appearance at all. We all bought music and we bought into it because of the sound and the quality.
I think there's a thing in Hollywood, though, that you have to look a certain way or you won't get booked. And that's kind of seems like that's what's happened to her. So I'm surprised to hear Simon say that, because even though I agree with him, I don't feel like that's how the industry is.
Yeah.
I think the industry is very biased. And you have to have the package and the whole look.
That's very true.
For sure.
And he has said that. So I'm just a little surprised that he said that.
As far as when you hear is television is maybe different, because when you get cast, they have a certain height requirement and certain things that they may want to fit this particular character. But music is voice. You don't see anything on the radio. You don't see anything when I put the CD in. It's just lovely. And she did a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, moving on to Kevin Schwartz. So this act was... I have him next because he does have a great story. He's overcome a lot. He has anxiety. I'm sorry to anybody if I'm saying this wrong, but it's agoraphobia. So it's, if I'm saying that wrong, I'm really sorry, but it's where you can't leave the house. And he did it in steps at a time where he would, like, go outside for 5 minutes and then he would go and stay out a little longer. So, you know, he was basically kind of not told no, but overcame something, kind of like Carmen. So that's why I wanted to bring him into this.
Right.
But, you know, I respect him. He's the 49-year-old comedian. Respect him totally. But I didn't get it. What did you guys think?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I his story was absolutely amazing. But when it came to the comedy, I kind of was just staring at the television and I wasn't laughing.
We were just looking at each other.
I was just perplexed.
This?
And I mean, he was very dry, clearly. I mean, but I didn't get it. I love the story, but comedy wise, I didn't laugh.
I mean, did I turn into AGT to watch General Hospital or all my children? Is it about stories now, guys? Really? Now, yeah.
It's always been, though. It has. It's always about the story.
And it makes it compelling. Yeah. It definitely makes it interesting. However, as a fellow comedian, I kind of don't want to touch, because I don't know the severity of the condition of someone who has high anxiety like that. Now, I always have anxiety entering any stage, no matter how many times I perform. And I've been performing since... Man, I want to say sixth grade? But the crowds just get bigger and bigger and bigger. You start in front of your family and friends, and then here you go. But here's a person who just went from spending 5 minutes outside. His therapist was, you know, trying to give him steps at a time to now go to the comedy club and that's where they were telling him to just write jokes. And he was watching people on stage, but eventually he said to himself, I want to live life instead of watching people live theirs. So he went from walking around a block 5 minutes outside to now in the auditorium with 4,000 people. So, again, I definitely commend him for that. His humor is definitely marketable. There's a lane for it, because they have that in movies. I can see him getting a role or two. But this competition-wise, if I was to make any type of predictions, I don't see him anytime soon.
I mean... He definitely has a dry sense of humor. Gabrielle said that he was a star, and then, which I was like, whoa. Like, I mean, I can understand maybe a market for him, like, I guess, like you were saying, but I don't get the star part. Simon said the first half wasn't great. The second half was funny. I thought it was all not funny. So this is the thing. I say this, anybody that knows me and has watched me and AGT last year, comedians are hard for me to really, really get into.
Right. Yeah.
Comedy is such a...
specific.
Yeah, like it just depends, and it takes a lot for me to sit there and start laughing.
But that's what we want.
And it's hard.
When you want a comedian, we want those. We don't want the people that's easy to laugh. We want those people to sit in the front row, though, of course. But we want the true judgment comes from the person that is so hard to please. That's how I know I'm funny.
Yeah.
If like you have not laughed yet. So I know I'm joking, but that's how you know. You know what I mean?
How, though? I don't get that.
If you're so difficult to please, like, if I was to do stand-up comedy, and if I made you laugh, when usually comedy is really not your forte, like, you don't give into it easily. A if I touched you, then I know. It's almost like Showtime at Apollo.
Yeah.
Or anywhere you go, if you make it certain places, because those people do not budge, just like yourself. Mm-hmm. You got it. You got it going on. If he would have made you laugh while sitting and watching, I'd have been like, oh, this guy probably get the golden buzzer. That's what I was saying in my head while you were watching it. I was like, man, if she laughs, then this guy's going to go far.
I didn't laugh.
I was just like, okay, well, he just another down the line. We'll see him, and hopefully he do well.
Well, Antoine, keep on talking because it's time for you to tell everybody what AfterBuzz is really about.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for making us the ESPN of talk shows. And we also want to thank you for your support. Please keep supporting us and also subscribe to our channel, YouTube, Instagram. Hit us up, like us on Twitter, follow us everywhere we go. We have an amazing cast. Look at our beautiful guest hosts. I mean, beautiful guest host. Look at our beautiful beautiful host. Kill myself. At the same time, please like and subscribe. Follow us. We're going to be talking everything AGT every Tuesday. Tune in 8:15 on the dot Pacific time. Thank you.
Ooh.
Good job, Antoine. You got this. Well, let's move on to... All right, so we're going to put these... We're going to review these two people together because they were very interesting. So let's first talk about Seth Ward. Let's get into this situation.
Yeah, so Seth Ward was on the show last year. He was there as a caterpillar. Oh, gosh, I can't even say it. Caterpillar?
Caterpillar.
I can't pronounce caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Anyways, I said he was a type of caterpillar thing.
Okay, so we can't say, but it's
she's
okay.
Been hanging around me too much, guys.
there was a big lead up into this as like, I mean, we thought it was going to be this uplifting story. This guy from last year, he got 4 no's. He's coming back this year. He's going hardcore. He is here to win. And then we were just completely just taken down.
Oh, they built him up, guys.
He was a giraffe. Okay, so the second thing, yes. So he was he was a giraffe. He was like, it just wasn't funny at all. He got 4 no's again, then comes back around after that as a walrus.
And it makes me question, how they do that? You can audition twice?
I mean, it was definitely probably a setup from the producers, clearly.
Yeah.
They needed to fill something and have some type of comedy. So I'm pretty sure it was a fill-in from the producers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the last act, though, the walrus act, that one was... I started to laugh at that. So he was jumping onto the balls. What were they?
They're beach balls.
Little beach balls. And he got a yes from Howie and Simon, but Julian...
No
from Gabby.
So what do you guys... Who do you guys side with on that?
Oh.
The boys or the girls?
The girls, for sure.
Oh, the girls for sure. Go home.
Yeah, I mean, it was... It wasn't good, but it was really bad.
It was cool TV. Like, I needed something to make me laugh in that moment. Plus, it was during their bad montage, like the montage of people who didn't make it. And because he was so good, the last season as a caterpillar, and, you know, morphing into a butterfly, came on as a giraffe. I think it just made sense to make him like a, I don't know, like a regular, you know, just.
Well, you know what I think they did, which is really interesting. Our next contestant, Uran Retriever. I feel like a couple of these people, they did, like, for her, I was convinced she was going to be good because they gave her a big entrance. Like, usually if they're not good, they have multiple people that they show in the background. They have music. It's kind of like foggy. Like, they don't give them the stage. And she comes on. Hi, my name is Uran Retriever. They have a whole conversation. She doesn't act. I really at first thought she was going to be good. And then we realized that was not the case.
Yeah, no. I completely thought it was going to be good because they gave it so much of a big intro. And I was like, okay, this is going to be something that's great. And then she takes off her pants and then, you know, got real weird. And there was...
Simon said, what the bloody hell was that? And Howie said yes.
And she was flirting with Simon.
Hey, AGT.
I would too. So.
I mean, I would. That's very true.
It's okay.
Yeah.
AGT is the king of build-ups. I'm telling you. Right now, AGT builds some of the people, like even with Seth Ward. They build him up. They gave him a whole commercial. They talk about how he was on last season. And they really had me fooled that he was going to change his act. Like, I just want to do something different now and show the world my new talent. Mm-hmm. And this man walks out in a giraffe outfit.
Yeah. I mean, again, it was, I mean, this was a little bit refreshing because we haven't seen a lot of the quote unquote not good acts or interesting acts. Yeah. So you could tell they were kind of filling in a little mm-hmm. bit, but it was fun.
I mean, goodness.
Well, very, very interesting. Well, at least after we got to see Julianne give her a little dance lesson, and then yes. she wouldn't let go of Simon. Simon was just like, okay, time to let go. She wouldn't let go. But nope. honestly, I'm not blaming her because I probably wouldn't let go either.
No, I wouldn't let go either. Everybody was hitting on Simon tonight, I felt like.
Guys, I have a picture with Simon. I have to show you. He had his arm around me. I was like, I'm done.
Like I said, he's a daddy.
I was done. I couldn't do it. All right, well, let's just move on. We're going to move on from that. Let's pretend I don't sound completely insane. We're moving on to Edison and Leon.
Edison and Leon.
Do you
want
to start this off, Rachel?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I loved Edison and Leon. We're talking about Edison, 54 years old, Leon, 84 years old. Can we just all give a round of applause? 87 years old.
You Woo! Definitely get a round of applause 87. Today.
And what I liked is that they didn't tell us what they were going to do. We kept seeing this montage of young kids, like killing it, like doing all this break dancing and all yeah. this different type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they like went to this ragtime style music where they were just like going up yeah. the stairs and you were like, what are they going to do? And then, oh my gosh, they were acrobats. Like, what? They were killing the game.
Do you know what it reminded me of a little bit? And it's, if you watched last season, and I can't remember their names, but it was the dancer, and she was older. She was like 70, and then she had like a young guy, and they danced together, and the guy was young, she was older, but mm-hmm. it kind of reminded me of like when the older people come on stage and do like singing or not singing, like something physical, like acrobats or dancing. So it kind of gave me like a little vibe and brought me back to that because I always think it's interesting when some older people come on yeah. and kill it on stage.
I mean,
they was,
okay, you were in love. Wait, you were in love with everybody the first episode, and now you're like Mr. Judgy
I'll
over there.
I let you guys go on long enough, but enough is enough. Not that I can't. Oh, please.
Oh my gosh, Edison and Leon were awesome.
All right, yeah, you 84 and 54. Okay, I'm going to be there soon. No, I'm joking. Okay, you get your congratulations on the age factor.
I do agree with you. But like, if they weren't that old, would they be good?
Are we cheering for sobness here? Where's my tissue? Can I? Tito, you have my tissue, please? Like, I mean, where is the talent?
Okay, Antoine, what do you think? Do you think that if they were younger, they would be good, or they're just good because they're old?
No. They wouldn't even. They would have been like, Simon would have been like, boring, seen this before. It was something unique because of the age factor.
For sure.
Yes, for sure.
How? But that's how it is with kids. Oh, this kid is a really good singer. Exactly. Why? Because they're four years old belting too.
Is it exactly. America's Got Talent or America Has Sad Emojis?
But here's the thing. With all reality style shows, American Idol, The Voice, all of that, it is a lot of it is about the story.
Oh, yeah.
This is just what it is. This is what it's been for years, and we just have to accept it.
Any reality show, it's about the story. Even going to The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, when I went on Big Brother, they kept trying to pull stuff out of me to be like, oh, so you didn't get along with your father? Oh, so, you know what I'm saying? So they're always trying to pull a story out. And you know what? I mean, I probably did fib a little bit and say a little bit more than was actually going on in my life because I knew that was going to get me to that next step.
Man. Oh, no, that's so true. I like that you're honest. A lot of people would be like, no, I just said my real story. Like, oh, you got something.
I was like, yeah, I didn't have a good relationship with her. You know, I mean, you had to like, but they were trying to get it out of me because I wasn't giving it to them as much, but they really tried to get it out of me.
Was this during the show?
I'm sorry. This was during casting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you're a super fan, so they already knew that they had you hooked.
Oh, yeah, they had me hooked. The hook, line, and sinker.
So then it makes me think. How many people embellish their story?
Oh, they
I mean, a lot of it Everyone. Probably is embellished, but I mean, some of these stories you can't make up.
Exactly.
Some of them are so, like, it hits you right in the core.
Like our golden buzzer one. I don't think they're exaggerating. I don't think that's an exaggeration. But before we move on to our next contestant, Rachel, do we got something going on over there with you?
Yes, we do. We have our special segment. We're going to change it up a little bit this week. We are going to start with our top three, though. And the top three that we decided as a panel tonight that were our favorite was Tyler, which is our golden buzzer, but we'll get to that soon. We've got Michael Paul, which we haven't spoken about, but we will get to. And then Dom Chambers, who we haven't talked about
either. Yeah, so I should have waited to do this after, but it's okay. It's okay. Let's get into these people that we are talking about now. Let's get into Michael Paul, who I think was one of my favorites of the night.
Yes.
He was really interesting. Antoine, thoughts over there. Tell the viewers about what you thought about Michael Paul.
Michael Paul. Refresh my memory about Michael Paul.
He was the bird trainer.
Oh,
puppeteer,
that Michael Paul.
Extraordinaire.
He was, of course, Michael Paul was amazing. Michael Paul was... I've seen Ventura Quizzen before. Mm-hmm. I actually had a winner in the past that actually won and is currently still in Vegas. I think he's at the Mirage right now.
Oh, you're saying he? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I just forget his name.
He's currently at the Mirage right now. So,
he is at the Mirage.
Yes,
what
yes.
about Darcy Lee? Because I thought of... Because, you know... She's like my
yes,
favorite.
Yes, the young girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, and funny enough, I actually saw her perform in Vegas.
Right.
How was she?
She was great. It was a New Year's Eve event in Vegas. So.
Seeing that type of act and well put together as far as he was talking fast paced, and that's one of the things you look for in great ventriloquism. Is that if I'm pronouncing it?
Ventriloquism.
There you go. So you look at those key factors and you want to recognize and really pay attention to detail how back and forth the conversation is going. And when he was conversing back with himself, mm-hmm. and those voices, and Bill Clinton was spot on, his his different impersonations, and then when he made the bird.
I mean, I'm just gonna take it straight back to 5-year-old Rachel because I love poop jokes. Any fart poop jokes, you've got me hook, line, and sinker. And so Michael Paul was awesome because the bird was pooping and
I loved him. I loved him because it's a rare thing to do. Think about it. There's actually two ventriloquists have won the show, but you don't. I mean, there's singers that come on all the time. There's acrobatics that come mm-hmm. on all the time. There's really not that many people that do that, so it's very rare. I think he was great. I would love to see him imitate more celebrities. So when he was going to start doing imitations after Bill Clinton, I was like, I want to see more. So I'm hoping he's actually good at impersonating because mm-hmm. I would really love to see that. But I loved him. He was one of my favorites. Again, I really wish someone like him would win the Golden Buzzer, but he doesn't have the story.
Yes.
You're spot on. You're spot on.
Because think about it. He's actually Darcy. Okay. Darcy won she did the Golden Buzzer. She won the Golden Buzzer a couple years ago, which mm-hmm. is very rare because so many singers.
Yes.
But except our Golden Buzzer tonight isn't a singer, and we'll get into him in 1 second. But time to move on to Tyler. Tyler, what was his last name? I have it right here.
Yes.
Where is he? Tyler Figueroa.
Yes. Tyler Butler.
Wait, did we talk about... our beautiful Dom Chambers, the magician. Sorry, that's what I want to talk to before our golden buzzer.
Okay. So we're going to get into Dom Chambers, magician from Australia. First off, such a cutie. He had a legacy with his grandfather. He used to do magic with him. He sadly passed away a year ago. He didn't know if he wanted to do it, but he wanted to keep the legacy of his grandfather alive. So he started doing magic again, and he was so funny. He was the one with the beers. So he was pulling out beers left and right. And if you're pulling out alcohol around me, then I like you as well. Poop jokes and beers. That's all you need, apparently.
Really interesting about him, and not even just about him, just in general, I feel like a lot of times when he comes out, they're kind of like doing the look. Like as he's starting the joke, they're like, "What is this?" Like that, and then it turned into something great. And he was one of my favorites. So him and we'll get into that.
He was so funny. I found he was so relatable, so personal. And I think Simon said he goes, "I love your personality."
Oh, he's great.
He has an amazing personality. So
Antoine, do you think he's cute?
Girl, yes.
Would you pass or? swipe? What is it? Pass or?
I would swipe right.
No, he ain't definitely.
I clearly am not on dating apps.
I definitely
so,
yeah. swipe. However, I'm going to say he was also...
I mean,
I'm just saying.
So could you make beer pop out of your jackets and your shoe and
all he drank he had a shoe was off and he drank it out of a freaking
girl. Like,
what do you mean?
I can't even make a breath mint pop out of my collar right now. And I need one. So
he is definitely in the top. He is going to be in the finals.
He was okay. He was all right. The only thing I can say is because I seen. I don't know if it was season 11 on AGT. There was a bar musician who did similar to the same. Now, what he did it with condiments. See, his jokes was the kind of making salt turn into not tequila, but margaritas. It was something like you.
I feel like, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a dude that kind of interacted with the judges, and he did something similar with a bar feel. Now, was his tricks off just totally different on another stratosphere than that guy's on this season? It was. Today, he did wow everyone, but Simon did say, yeah, it was a good audition. And I think what was going on in Simon's mind was, okay, after this.
Now what?
Are you going to stay in that diameter of just... drinks, is that just kind of your realm, or you
I
want to go?
I don't think that it's just that. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's
yeah.
a lot of people I ask that question about, though. About just like, okay, so
and that
now
been
what?
Just his act. That could have been just day one.
Yeah.
And if it is, if that's just day one, and he can top that and keep topping, his grand finale must be unforgettable.
Oh yeah.
Because making drinks come out of your shoes is off the chain.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into our golden buzzer, one last person we want to go over is Marina. She's the dancer. She lives in L.A. She's from Ukraine. And think like Black Swan ballerina turns into crazy contortionist. That was insane.
Yes.
What did you guys think about that act?
I mean, she was absolutely so talented. I wasn't blown away to the point where I was excited to see more of her.
Oh, he's shaking his head over there.
But again, she is somebody, she can be working in Vegas today. She's amazing. There is a show in Vegas called Zombie Burlesque that is absolutely amazing that I could see her in. They've got contortionists there. They've got one role that's actually completely on point. So, which she was on point, and she was on point. Get it?
Okay. Get it.
So, like I said, I'm not excited to really, maybe in the next two rounds, I thought she was talented. I thought she could be working today in Las Vegas. Do I think that she is going to win the show? No. But I still think that she was very talented.
All right. What's with the head shaking over there? The eyes.
I agree with Rachel over here because... Now, she mentioned Zombie Burlesque. I do know. Shout outs to Turf. I think he was...
Yes, Turf. That's who I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
He was on America's Got Talent.
A good associate of mine. Shout outs to him, too. And he actually made it very far. And his contortionist was on another level. Plus, he can actually dance, too. So hers, when she kind of bust out and went wild, the transformation from the ballet to, you know, actual dance... Again, it wasn't even all right. It was just, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like if you do dance in Vegas, it's going to be in the back of a casino. Like, it's not, I don't think the level of competition of that field and people who are contortionists that are coming out of the woodworks, I don't think she would make it, you know, past round two. I see her gone immediately.
Well, do you know who isn't going anywhere immediately? And that is our golden buzzer winner, Tyler Figueroa. We have gotten to the finale here, and the most talked about thing that we wanted, not thing, but the most talked about act that we wanted to talk about all night. And Tyler had leukemia. He literally almost died. He was bullied. I quoted some of the stuff he said because it was just so sad. But actually, very uplifting, too. He says, when I play violin, it helps me forget about all the bad stuff, and I don't want to be the kid with cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm the kid that plays the violin. And what made me sad is people would bully him and say that he was weird and not to talk to him and would basically have everybody, like, act like he didn't exist. And then to see, it's kind of like what you said about how your professor said you would never be a singer. Those kids bullying him, and then he gets on stage, and it's like, so what do those kids now think? Oh, the person you said you didn't want to be next to or you didn't want to talk to is now on stage getting the golden buzzer in America's Got Talent. Like, thoughts, because I could just go on all day about this.
Yes, I mean, he was intriguing. His story was amazing. It was so uplifting. He was from North Carolina. Shout out, come from South Carolina. Shout out. Yeah, Tyler was. I loved that he did "Stronger" by Kelly Clarkson. What a powerful message!
Such a good song.
And he was such a little. He was such a performer. He went on that stage and he was, I think, something like that.
Oh, he was so good. The way he was performing. And Mr. Crying first episode now is like so critical. Were you not feeling what we were feeling?
No comment. No. Man, this is something you have to tread lightly on right here.
Oh, God.
Simply, listen, I'm going to look right into the camera and I'm going to say, he did a darn good job, okay? And, man, forget all that. Listen, I connect with you guys, you ladies took it, okay, as far as his story, the touching, the warmth. I think he deserves to have that moment in his life, yes. Out of everything he went through and the bullying and all of the adversity, I felt for that. You know what I'm saying? It was a tear rushing to the tip of my eye. However, I want him to continue to practice the violin, and I want him to continue to morph into the entertainer that he wants to be, or that full, whatever his potential is, I want him to reach it. I want him to continue to have moments. Like, that's the only thing that I'm going to touch on that, because he deserved to have that moment, and I do connect with the story, but I really want him to.
I do agree with you in the sense of take away the story. Do you think he's like could win because he's great at violin?
I mean, I can't sit here and say much about somebody that plays violin because I'm not a violinist, and nor do I know what exactly if he was hitting the right notes everywhere. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, he didn't hit this note, because I don't know that. But from what I heard, it sounded great to me.
Yeah.
And he had such stage presence for an 11-year-old.
And I'm going to say this. And everyone watching at home and everyone watching right now on live on YouTube or listening to on radio, ask yourself this question, okay? Were you jamming more to the song played in the background, to the audio, or were you jamming to his... to him playing?
So I think now he'd be in the live shows, and I think it's time he'll have to,
He got plenty of time.
We got to see. He should. It's all about. I do know exactly what you're saying. I think that hopefully he'll do it without the music.
And I just want him to continue to push himself, and maybe when we see him doing the live shows, because a violin, like you said, Rachel, you're probably not familiar with it, but it's quiet. Let me hear. You may have a little subtle sounds here and there, but let me hear your skill level.
Well, we had, there's not a lot of people that do violin on the show, but we did have a violinist last year. Sorry, I'm blanking out with names, but he was great. Yeah, but he was a lot older, so I think he needs some practice. But it is time to get into our last special segment. Should we try that again?
Yes, let's. Awesome. What is up, everybody? This is our special segment, and we are going to be highlighting some of our previous acts. We're going to be highlighting week one. We had Cody Lee stand out. Golden buzzer Cody Lee, what we've got right now. We've got a clip of him. He is 7 years old. This is actually from his website. 7 years old, playing Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You. And guys, if you get a chance, there we got a little bit right there.
Oh, and he's how old? Oh,
7 years old. So, I mean, this guy has been performing since a very young age. And something actually very interesting that I learned about Cody Lee was that he is best friends with Michaela Phillips, which was a Golden Buzzer recipient from season 13. They perform regularly together.
What?
So, I know, it's so...
I love Michaela, such a sweetheart. I interviewed her, and she was, like, the nicest girl.
Yeah, so they perform regularly together. And so I just thought that to be really awesome. And going into the second person, we had Patricio. He was if you guys remember, he was playing the piano, break dancer. We have some videos of him right now. And if you're at home, I know you can't. If you're listening right now, you don't know what he's doing, but he is. Ooh, there he is. We got some water playing in the background. He is doing some popping and locking. I mean, he is.
Oh my God, that makes me anxious. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, just the precision that he has in this video. And if you get a chance on his Instagram, I follow him on Instagram. So I've been stalking all the AGT performers.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, of course. And we've got him here. He's at Millennium Dance Company right here, breaking, locking, and popping. I mean, this is a lot of stuff I feel like we didn't see on the show. We didn't see how incredibly talented this guy actually was. This is going to be somebody to really look for later on in this season. I am so excited to see both of these two individuals really stand out.
Wow. And
I mean, he's absolutely amazing. I follow him on Instagram. I follow both of them on Instagram. Cody Lee followed me back.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
That's what happens when you get that blue check.
Oh, I need that blue check.
How many followers does he have?
Like, way more than me.
Wait, really?
Wow. He does. He has like 252,000.
Oh, wow. 000. Well, he's not going to follow me then, I guess. I don't got that blue check.
You got to pay for the blue. Who's selling the blue check for sale?
I got that for free.
You
got
to earn it. Okay.
Come so on. Let's get into some news and gossip before we head out, guys.
We do. What's up, guys? Antoine Baines giving you that hot news and gossip. We have, speaking of Cody Lee, if you're Cody Lee fans, don't worry, he is coming back later on this season for the live tapings. Also, he has something special up his sleeve. Cody Lee also is not just a singer and a pianist. He is a tap dancer. That's right.
What?
So you may see Cody bring something out of nowhere.
Ooh, he may win the show, guys.
He might win. Just picture it. Singing.
May.
Playing the piano and coming out of nowhere, hitting them with the tap dance.
All right.
Guys, this is hot. This is hot.
Yeah.
And also, man, if you are Howie, if you're favorites of Howie, definitely check out his special. This is his first comedy special in 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, it's out now, recently just been put out. It is called...
Where is it on? Netflix?
No, it's actually on Showtime. So stay tuned, watch it. If you are Howie Mandel fans, definitely check it out. It's a Showtime in over 20 years. Howie Mandel presents the Howie Mandel Comedy Club. So check it out, give your reviews. They actually already have some reviews, and they are pretty darn good.
Ooh. Very, very exciting. All right, guys. Well, this was such a fun episode. We love recapping, talking to you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to the America's Got Talent panel here on AfterBuzz TV. Leave your likes, comments, subscribes. Everybody listening, we hear you too. You know, we know you're there. So definitely be sure to give us 5 stars. We love chatting with you guys. If you guys want to tell us where we can find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachel Swin.
Please comment on this AfterBuzz show, guys. You can find me at www.antoinebaines.com or Instagram simplydifferent87. Thank you.
And you can find me, Justine Devanna. And until next time, we will see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.